Australia mourns victim of Somali migrant terrorist. By Breitbart London on November 10, 2018. AFP, Hollywood superstar Russell Crowe led tribute Saturday to True Gentleman 74-year-old Sisto Malaspina, a doyen of Melbourne's thriving cafe culture who was stabbed to death in Friday's rush hour terror attack. As crowds gathered at Malaspina's Pellegrini Cafe to lay flowers and tokens of remembrance, Australian acting legend Crowe led a flood of tributes online. Il mio cuore si spezza, my heart is broken, he wrote on Twitter in Malaspina's native Italian. I've been going to Pellegrini's since 1987. Never been to Melbourne without dropping in on my man Sisto. My sweet loyal friend, stabbed in the street by a madman. Melbourne is Australia's second largest city. A thriving cosmopolitan metropolis of almost 5 million people famed for its cafes, bars, restaurants and high standard of living. Opposition leader Bill Shorten, who is from the city and has been visiting Malaspina's cafe since his schoolboy days, described the murder of Melbourne's adopted son as shocking, unreal and heartbreaking. I just saw Sisto on Monday morning. He insisted I try a slice of his almond cake. He's a Melbourne icon and a true gentleman. Two other men wounded in the attack are still being treated and are expected to make a recovery. It was another foreign-born resident of the city, Somali-born Australian, Hassan Khalif Shirali, who carried out the deadly knife rampage. The 30-year-old fled with his family from war-ravaged Somalia to Australia as a child in the 1980s. He was killed on Friday afternoon after driving a 4x4 laden with gas cylinders into the city centre and stabbing three passers-by before being confronted by members of the public and armed officers who eventually shot him in the chest. Unconfirmed local media reports suggested he may also have had problems with substance abuse and mental health issues. But he was known by intelligence services to hold extremist views, and for now the authorities are treating the attack as a terrorist incident. They have questioned around 35 people who saw the daytime attack, which, although crude, was said to have been designed to cause terror and cause maximum casualties in the heart of Melbourne. Armed officers raided two addresses in the west and northeast of the city, linked to the perpetrator's family and associates, although there is not thought to be an ongoing threat. Difficult questions. Australian authorities now face difficult questions about how Shirali, who was known to the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation for at least 3 years, was able to carry out an attack. His brother will go on trial next year on separate terror-related charges, accused of trying to acquire a firearm and kill people in a New Year's Eve crowd. The assessment was made that whilst he had radicalised views, he didn't pose a threat to the national security environment. Ian McCartney, a federal police counter-terrorism official, said of Shirali. McCartney described the attack as a wake-up call even as he loses territory in Iraq and Syria, where Australian forces are part of a coalition fighting the group. The circumstances of how he and when he moved from having these radicalized views to carrying out this attack yesterday will be a key focus of the investigation, McCartney added. IS, which often claims responsibility for such attacks, said via its propaganda arm that the perpetrator was an Islamic State fighter and carried out the operation. It provided no evidence to back its claim. Witness Chris Newport, 60, who also moved to Melbourne decades ago from overseas, described how he had been returning from a job interview when he heard a loud noise and saw a truck on fire, rolling across the tram tracks before a second, louder bang. Police said that Shirali's improvised explosive device was made up of gas cylinders and some form of lighter and certainly wasn't sophisticated. In a split second, everything changes, Newport told AFP, describing Shirali manically brandishing a knife. You can't imagine someone deciding to do that. Police struggled for at least a minute to corral the towering man as he lunged, slashed and stabbed wildly at two officers. At least two members of the public stepped in to help police. One man was armed with a cafe chair while another, swiftly dubbed an Aussie hero on social media, repeatedly tried to ram the suspect with an empty metal shopping cart. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the country would be unflinching in the fight against radical, violent, extremist Islam that opposes our very way of life. Shirali sought to instill fear in our nation. Like those who tried before him, this terrorist failed, he said. He cited more than a dozen foiled terror plots as evidence that Australians could have faith in their counter-terrorism authorities. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.